the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Some parts of the lakeshore enjoying sunshine at the noon hour. Others are experiencing now what we will all experience by nightfall, clouds and some showers. That's going to linger through the weekend. A look at Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com follows this news. A crash on southbound I-96 in Douglas last night led not only to the death of a driver, but also to a man who was just trying to help. According to state police troopers, the car of 21-year-old Jared Kavinsky of Heartland, Wisconsin, that's a Milwaukee suburb, lost control just before the Southern Blue Star Highway exit and smashed into a guardrail. A passing motorist, 62-year-old Terrence Noon of Chicago, pulled over and walked to the scene of the crash. While the two men were standing outside of the car waiting for first responders, another car, driven by 26-year-old Joseph Willard of Comstock Park, struck the men, killing them immediately, and then the vehicle hit the disabled vehicle. Willard was taken to Spectrum Butterworth Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. An investigation continues. A 21-year-old door woman was initially listed in critical condition after a head-on crash in Jenison last night. Ottawa County Sheriff Sergeant Greg Rotman responded to the incident.
The investigation shows that a 2000 Honda Civic, driven by Shandon Church, was northbound on Cottonwood near Greenwoods when it crossed the center line and struck a 2010 Ford Fusion that was southbound and driven by Amanda Aquiline.
Church was taken to Spectrum Butterworth Hospital, while Aquiline, a 21-year-old woman from the Detroit suburb of Canton, was treated for minor injuries at Spectrum Zeeland Community Hospital. An investigation of that crash also continues. A 19-year-old South Haven man was ticketed after losing control of his car on a slippery road near his home and causing a brief evacuation yesterday. According to Van Buren County Sheriff's deputies, Khalib Redaway had put his vehicle on cruise control while driving on County Road 687. The car skidded off the roadway, hit a natural gas regulator, and ended up striking a tree. Redaway was treated for minor injuries at the scene, but residents in a quarter-mile radius of the crash had to be ordered out of their homes for a couple of hours as a precaution, while Michigan Gas Utilities crew members repaired the damage to the regulator. There were no reports of any other injuries or damage caused as a result of the gas leak. Tomorrow is another chance for you to safely dispose of those unwanted meds and scripts.
The Holland Public Safety Department and the DEA are giving the public its seventh opportunity in 3 years to prevent pill abuse and theft by giving them a place to get rid of potentially dangerous, expired, unused, and unwanted prescription drugs. A curbside drop will be set up behind the Holland District Court and Public Safety Complex on 8th Street. The Michigan State Police Department will also take part and we'll have collection drops set up at the Wayland and Rockford Post and at the other 27 posts located around the state. Diane Costin, WHTC News.
There are also take-back sites tomorrow at the Shoreline Wellness Center in South Haven and the State Police Post in Wayland. Now, speaking of the State Police, the head of that agency is offering reminders to motorists following a trooper's injury this week.
State Police Motor Carrier Sergeant Paul Leonard was injured while he had a truck pulling a boat stopped in Niles. An SUV slammed into the boat, causing the truck to spin around and hit Leonard as he tried to run for cover. Michigan State Police Commander Christy Etu says there may have been a medical condition with the driver and they're investigating the case, but she says there are laws all motorists should follow.
When you see any emergency vehicle, it could be an ambulance, a patrol unit, even an MDOT, those emergency courtesy vans, if you see that light activated, you are to move over. Now, if traffic is too heavy and you can't move over, because sometimes that occurs as well, you do have to slow down in that right lane and proceed with caution, basically.
The injured trooper was treated and released from Memorial Hospital in South Bend.
Sam Harold, WHTC News.
New Jersey's loss is Holland's gain. That is the apparent perception as the Stowe Company, a subsidiary of the WinQuest Group, a private investment firm owned by Dick and Betsy DeVos, announced that it's consolidating all of its custom home storage and organization systems manufacturing to its expanded 200,000-square-foot plant on Holland's north side by year's end. It is closing a factory in Pinebrook, New Jersey, that was acquired when WinQuest bought out Easy Closets 5 years ago and transferred the 40 jobs there to the Tulip City. Although Holland itself isn't directly benefiting from this move, Mayor Kurt Dykstra is still applauding the latest in a series of expansions and transfers that has made the Lakeshore one of the fastest-growing economic regions in the state, if not the nation.
Sometimes the perception is that, you know, the only jobs that are being created anymore are low-level, low-service kinds of low-pay jobs. These are not. These are good manufacturing technical jobs with salaries in the $60,000 to $70,000 range. So good jobs, good paying jobs with good local companies. So that's always good news.
The displaced workers in the Garden State may be offered transfers or severance packages with outplacement services. Dykstra Manor's remarks in an appearance today on WHTC in the Morning with host Brian Allen. The Michigan State Senate has finally given the green light for Michigan school districts to use the Common Core curriculum, and more importantly, it freed up funding to implement those higher standards.
School districts have been incorporating the Common Core ever since it was approved by the State Board of Education 3 years ago. A group of conservative legislators discovered it this year and demanded a review of allegations that it was a federal intrusion that robbed districts of local control. Kalamazoo School Superintendent Michael Rice says he had little doubt that eventually the legislature would sign off on the curriculum.
We can wrangle over what the specific standards ought to be. I don't think we ought to be wrangling about the need for higher standards for our young people.
It's not actually a federal program. It was devised by the National Association of Governors and a group of educators. Jim Whelan, WHTC News.
A familiar subject to a member of the Lakeshore State Legislative Delegation is back on the front burner in Lansing. The Michigan House will soon take up a bill, passed already by the Senate, restricting where bridge cards can be used to withdraw money from welfare benefits, preventing cash withdrawals from ATM and liquor stores, strip clubs, and racetracks. The House Families, Children, and Seniors Committee sent the package to the floor, where Joe Halfman of Holland is ready to cast a vote in support of its passage.
I started on it when it was college kids that, coming from middle-class families and upper-class families that were using bridge cards. That was under the Granholm administration. We still have problems now.
Some opponents of the package say that the only ATM near to some of their constituents are in liquor stores, but Halfman counters that the overall good of all bridge cards recipients in Michigan need to come first.
We're trying to, as much as we can, encourage bridge card use for those that need it, not those that are trying to abuse it, and to be used for the proper things. We want to make sure that people get their nutrition, but if they're using it to just milk the system and using it at, for heaven's sakes, liquor stores and strip clubs, there's something wrong.
In an appearance on WHTC's Talk of the Town program this morning, the term-limited Republican told host Duke Van Oss that he's just sick and tired of the entitlement, enablement mentality in Lansing.
We've created this dependent society, and we've got to figure out how to get people back to work using their own money, paying their taxes, with the integrity to say that they're going to do what they can to raise their own families and get away from a dependent welfare state.
The federal government is requiring the change in order for Michigan to continue receiving its full allotment of welfare funds. Meanwhile, another member of the Lakeshore's state legislative delegation wants to make smurfing illegal, continuing to seek a solution to illegal methamphetamine production.
Previous attempts by lawmakers to curb production of the pernicious drug may have slowed it down a little, but nothing has really stopped it. Not the registries, the limits on cold pill purchases, or flagging key products.
Those who engage in the manufacturing and the dealing of it come up with other means, and so this is one more response to try and protect people. As you know, meth is a big issue in Southwest Michigan.
Representative Bob Janetsky says making it illegal to go out in groups to buy ephedrine, which is called smurfing, should help. Representative Eric Nesbitt of Lawton is sponsoring another bill in the package, and a third one, sponsored by a Democrat, would ban ephedrine sales to anyone with a felony. John McNeil, WHTC News.
The regular season of high school football along the Lakeshore concludes this evening with a couple of teams already assured of state tournament play. But they're still vying for conference crowds, and you can hear their opportunities on our stations. Greg Chandler will be at Zeeland Stadium as Zeeland West hosts Byron Center for the OK Green title. That'll be on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com at 6:40 p.m. I'll be heading due south on M40 from Allegan to Goebbels, where the Tigers host the Saugatuck Indians for the SAC North Championship. That'll be on our FM station, 92.7 The Van, and 92.7TheVan.com, also at 6:40 p.m. A couple of other teams need victories on the road to lock up playoff berths. West Ottawa travels to Hudsonville. Zeeland East is at Kennewa Hills. Meanwhile, the other Lakeshore teams playing up the string tonight, Holland at Hamilton, Holland Christian at Unity Christian, Fenville entertaining Bloomingdale. Martin San Luis's goal at the minute 16 mark of overtime lifted Tampa Bay past the visiting Blackhawks last night 6-5. Chicago welcomes Minnesota to the United Center tomorrow evening in a home-and-home set against the Wild. The Red Wings are home to the New York Rangers tomorrow night. Action with Ken Kell and Paul Woods on 1450 WHTC from Hockeytown. Begins at 6:40 p.m. The Grand Rapids Griffins entertain the Charlotte Checkers in American Hockey League action at Van Andel Arena this evening. College football tomorrow night, Feasters Hope, home to Kalamazoo. Hear the game with Ron and Jerry from the Ray and Sue Smith Stadium on our FM station, 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com, starting at 6:40 p.m. Grand Valley State on the road in Midland. Take on the Northwood Timberwolves tomorrow afternoon. There is an NFL doubleheader on 1450 WHTC this Sunday, beginning at 12 noon with the Lions home to Dallas. Dan Miller and Jim Brandstad will bring you the game from Ford Field, followed at 7:30 p.m. with Green Bay traveling to Minnesota. Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com calls for a few showers to fall this afternoon, high 47. More showers tonight. Gets windy overnight with a low of 43. Windy with a few showers tomorrow with a high of 48. And then rain and snow showers Sunday morning, clearing on Sunday afternoon and a high of 47. This news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.